would ask you to turn with me to John chapter number 15 tonight. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 9. John chapter number 15 and verse number 9 tonight. And I just want to talk to you tonight about continuing the course. To continue the course that you're on. To continue what God's done in your life. Continue letting God lead you. I know it sounds like a broken record here lately of what I preach on. I'm preaching on, it ain't over. Keep fighting. Continue. Stay focused. Stay where God will have you. Stay in right in the midst of the fire. Stay where God would have you. Do what God has called you to do. Continue to be faithful. And I just want to always drive that home, because if there's one thing that the adversary is wanting to do, he is wanting you to quit continuing what God's called you to do. Get your mind focused on something else. Get your eyes over yonder and off the cross. But the advocate, which is Jesus Christ our Lord, he's saying, keep your eyes on me. Amen? So that's what we want to do tonight. John chapter number 15 and verse number 9, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. John 15, verse number 9. And the Bible says, as the Father had loved me, as the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Father, we love you and we do thank you for this unpromised night. Lord God, I thank you tonight that you've allowed us to come into your house and worship you, to study a portion of your word tonight. Lord, I'd pray that everything that would be said tonight from this point on, Father God, I'd pray it just be saturated in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray my thoughts and my opinions not get in the way. But Father God, I'd pray tonight it'd be thus said the word of God. Lord, tonight your people don't need to hear from me, but they need to hear from you. Lord God, we need to hear straight from heaven tonight and why we must continue the course that you've called us to walk, Father. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every prayer request. I pray tonight, Father God, I lift up the preachers that are hurting tonight, the ones that are in pain, the ones that are hurting tonight, the ones we've heard of tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight for Miss Martha. I lift her up to you and her family. Lord God, I pray you give them strength, give them rest, give them the ability to do what you've called them to do. Father, I pray tonight as we look at this word, I pray you illuminate our mind. I pray tonight, Father God, that you would guard the hearer's ears tonight. Father God, we know that old Satan, he all he wants to do is take the word so we don't hear it tonight and distort it and pollute it. But Father God, tonight, you are our way, you are the truth, and you are the life. Lord, I pray tonight that if Satan be in the house tonight, we cast him out in the name of Jesus Christ. He has no authority. He has no ability to stay here. Father God, by your word, Father God, we are victorious tonight. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts, hide me behind this sacred desk. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people did say, amen. You may be seated tonight. John chapter number 15 and verse number 9. As we come tonight, we're going to look at just a text tonight, and I want to show you tonight five things and five reasons why you must continue the course that you're on. When we look in this tonight, we've been looking at the Word of God here lately, and one thing we looked at is that we can cry out. We're not too far gone. Hey, you can cry out and God will hear you. Hey, but also Sunday night, we talk about just shake it off. If there's something that's bothering you and there's something that's hindering you tonight, just shake it off and let God have it tonight. You know, when you shake it off and let God have it, it's no longer yours, it becomes his. Can I get an amen? Hey, ain't that good tonight? It's no longer yours, but it becomes his when you shake it off. Hey, but tonight I want you to look at this. When we look tonight at the Word of God, and now we have come to this place to continue the course. To continue something would mean this. It would mean to remain, to endure, or to this, or to just keep on doing what God has called you to do, to be persistent in what God has called you to do in your life. And there's five areas tonight that I want to look at that'll help every believer that's in this room tonight. It helps my life tonight. Look with me in verse number 9, if you would. He says this, as the Father hath loved me, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. And here's that word that we're talking about tonight. He says, continue ye in my love. Sister Joanna, I started smiling a while ago when you was giving prayer requests. And if you don't believe me, you can look at my notes when we get done. My number one point this afternoon is this, that the Holy Spirit showed me this week. The number one thing this week I believe that we must remain, endure, or keep persistent in our life is that we must continue having love for other people. We must continue having love for other people. I've always said this and I always believe this. People don't care what you know as long as they know that you care. Can I get an amen? He says tonight in the Word, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. We have that love for other people tonight. Hebrews 13:1, the Bible says tonight, he says this, let brotherly love continue. You know tonight, if we're going to continue this walk, what God's called us to do and continue what God wants us to do in our life, we must have love one for another. We must love the next man, the next woman, the next boy, and the next girl we come in contact with. Hey, we must not be judge of people, but we must love them individuals tonight. And I love what in the book of Hebrews it says. It says, let brotherly love continue. So tonight as we get to this place and we want to continue doing things in our life, the number one thing we need to do tonight is let the love of God shine through our life to other people. He says, let brotherly love continue. I read the Word tonight, and if it tells me I can let it continue, that means I can let it not continue. Amen? Hey, it's up to you and I if you're going to love that person that you're sitting next to tonight. It ain't up to God if you're going to love that person. Hey, it ain't up to God, Jake, if you're going to love Hagen and have compassion for Hagen tonight. It'll be up to Jake tonight if you're going to have compassion for him and love him. Friends, tonight he says this. He said, let my joy and my love be in your life tonight. And tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God tonight. Number one, we can continue having love for other people. You said, Brother BJ, who do we love tonight? Number one, I would start by this. When he says in the text, I would start with this, that we must love the unlovable. Can I get an amen? Hey, it's easy to love people that love you. Hey, but it's hard to love people that doesn't love you. But we must love the unlovable. You know what Jesus Christ did? He loved everybody. He loved the unlovable. He loved the ones that nailed him to the cross. He loved the one that put the crown of thorns on his head. He loved the one that pierced his sides. He loved the one that put the nails in his hands. Hey, he loved the one that put him in the tomb. Hey, he loved the one. I want you to know tonight, no matter where they've been or what they've done, he loved that individual. And friends, tonight, for you and I to know that we're a born again child of God tonight, you'll have love for your fellow man. Can I get an amen? And he says tonight that we must love the unlovable tonight. But number two tonight, we must be patient with one another. Boy, ain't that good. We must be patient with one another. Look what he says in the text. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Tonight, if your joy ain't full, I would say this tonight, just get in love with God. Hey, if your joy ain't full tonight, just get in love with God tonight. He says, number one tonight, we must continue having love for other people. I always think about that a lot of times in my life. It's easy for me to love other people. Some of the most hardest people for me to love in my life, and I don't know about you tonight, but it's my own family sometimes. Can I get an amen? Hey, but you know who we're supposed to love tonight? We're supposed to love family, we're supposed to love friends, and we're supposed to love one another. But I see something else tonight, and we're going to look on that word continue tonight. In the world we live in, you think about the things that you have to continue on a daily basis that you do each and every day. And I want to show you in the Word. Number one, we continue loving our fellow man. But number two tonight, we're going to look into the Scriptures. We continue studying the Scriptures tonight. If you're going to continue that course that God has called you to do, we must continue studying Scripture tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 8 and verse number 31 tonight. We're talking about being able to continue that love for your fellow man and continue that course. Number one tonight, continue having love for others. But number two tonight, continue studying the Scriptures. Look with me to John chapter number 8 and verse number 31. John chapter number 8 and verse number 31. We're talking about continue tonight. Not giving up, not giving out, but to continue what God has called you to do. Look at this tonight in John 8, 31. The Bible says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue. There's that word again. If you continue in my word. That's them scriptures tonight, obeying the word of God and studying them scriptures tonight. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You said, Brother BJ, what good is it studying the scriptures? I'm glad you asked. Look in verse number 32. When we study them scriptures, it says, and ye shall know the truth. Hey, you know what he said in John tonight? He said that when Jesus come, he come with full of grace and truth. You'll never get grace without the truth. Amen? You'll never get grace without the truth. And he says tonight as we read that, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Number one tonight, we continue having love for others. We continue studying the scriptures because when we continue in his word. Turn with me tonight to 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 14 tonight. I want to show you something else about continuous studying God's word tonight. Not only do we continue in his word, but we continue in what we have learned. 2 Timothy tonight, if you'll turn with me there. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 tonight and verse number 14. I want to show you this in the text. We continue in that word tonight. Continue in what you have learned tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 14, the Bible says, but continue. There's that word again. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned of them. You know, when we study that scripture and we learn that scripture and we understand the word of God tonight, it will allow you and I to continue on the course that we're on tonight. So many times in the Christian life, if you find an individual that's not continuing doing what God's called them to do, maybe they fell slack. Maybe they fell out. Maybe they've done so. I don't know. But I know this tonight, the number one thing that will turn loose in their life will be their Bible study. Amen. It'll be their Bible study. It'll be their communion with God. So tonight the sister said, I don't know why there's so much hatred. If you stay in the word, there won't be hatred. If you stick to that word, you'll love that brother. If you'll read that word, you'll love that brother and you'll have compassion to that brother. We continue studying scripture, number one, because we continue in his word. Number two, because we continue in what we've learned. But if you'll turn with me to Acts chapter number 14 and verse number 22, we continue to stay in the word of God because it gives us confirmation tonight. Amen? Confirmation tonight. Acts chapter number 14 and verse number 22. We get confirmation tonight. I don't know about you, but I thank God for confirmation. Man, I thank God for confirmation tonight in my life. Acts chapter number 14 and verse number 22. Here, when you get here tonight in Acts chapter 14 and verse number 22, we're talking about continue studying the scripture. You know what happened here? Paul, he's done went and preached, and they took him out and they stoned him for preaching grace and for preaching truth. And they took him out in the street and they stoned him and they left him half dead. And when I read this, I thought about continue to study the scriptures. If somebody was going to stone you for reading the Bible, would you keep reading it? If somebody stoned us for coming in here, every time we come in this building, somebody stoned us for coming in here, would you be back Sunday morning? That's what was in my mind when I read this. You said, preacher, you're getting out there. It won't be long. It won't be long. I'm going to read something in a minute. It won't be long. Acts chapter number 14 and verse number, let's just go back up. I want to show you this. Look in verse number 19. We're talking about continue having love for others. Even though Paul was fixing to be stoned, he loved the brethren. He loved grace and truth, and no matter what people said or what people done, he was going to preach the word of God. Amen? Look what he says in Acts 14, 19. And then came there certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. Hallelujah. Amen? Man, I've seen some people dead. I'm talking about dead. And the Lord touch them and they walk up in the house of God. Can I get an amen? Yes, sir. Last Tuesday night, last Wednesday, we seen somebody that's going to walk into the house of God.
There's going to come a day that baby's going to walk in here. She won't be carried in here. She'll walk in here. She'll come to an age where she'll walk into the house of God. You know that testimony right now? We're telling that testimony. But I want you to know there's going to come a day she's going to tell that testimony. Friends, I want you to know it'll do you no good telling another man's testimony. You must have your own testimony. Amen? You must testify that you love people. And you must testify that you love the Scriptures. Look what he says here. And when they had preached the gospel to that city. Man, he done got beat down, and still they preached the gospel to that city, and it taught many. They returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls. Look there. There it is. He said, I want you to know, boys, it's worth it. Everything you go through following Jesus Christ, it's worth it. Hey, you just continue that course that you're on. It's worth it in the end. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. He says tonight that we must continue having love for others. We must continue studying the Scripture tonight. Continue studying that Scripture. You know what the world we live in right now? It's not going with the Word of God. Folks, listen to me. What we're facing is not going with the Word of God. It's going against the Word of God. I'm not here to preach politics. I'm just here to preach the Bible. Can I get an amen? But I want you to know if it says it in this cover, that's just the way it is. And tonight as we get here and we understand, we must continue the course. We must continue having love for others. We must continue studying the Scriptures. And we must continue living under the grace of God. Not by works, but by the grace of God, we must continue living. We must continue living by the grace of God. I want to ask you a question tonight. I would preach this at Broken Lives. I'm going to really, as Brother Eric says, I'm going to not give a clean version here. Amen? Very clean version. If an alcoholic lays the bottle down, is he going to heaven? No. An alcoholic lays the bottle down, is he going to heaven? No, laying the bottle down ain't going to send you to heaven. A drug addict quits doing drugs. Is he going to heaven? No. So we're still living under the grace of Almighty God. Get this tonight. We're still living under the grace of Almighty God. You said, preacher, what's going to get me to heaven? The grace of God. God's riches at Christ's expense. The blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is why anybody can ever say that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It won't be by what you've laid down, but it'll be because of the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know you can lay everything down and still die and go to a devil's hell. But I want you to know tonight, when the blood's been applied to that life and that name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you can live free by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but I know what the Word says. It says who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I thank God tonight we've been set free by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what He's done for me, and that's what He's done for you. And we must live under the grace of Almighty God tonight. Let me show you this in the text. We must live under that grace tonight and not under law tonight. Continue living under the grace of God. Just turn one page back to Acts 13 in verse number 43. Acts 13 in verse number 43 tonight. Continue living under the grace of God. Boy, I didn't start living until I got under grace. I understood what grace is. When I do wrong, He still loves me. When I ain't perfect, He still loves me. When I ain't doing what you think I should do, He still loves me. Ain't that good? Ooh, ain't that good? Folks, grace is something I don't deserve at all, but He gave it to me. And He gave it to you. To a born-again believer, He gives you that grace. We must continue having love for others. We must continue studying the Scriptures, and we must continue living under the grace of God. Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 43, the Bible says, Now when the congregation, Acts 13, 43, Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes, okay? They done knew what it was living under the law, and they couldn't live under them old boys. They had a list of do's and don'ts, and they couldn't live under them old boys. Folks, tonight I want you to know grace gives you freedom.
Grace gives you liberty. It gives you freedom tonight. It doesn't give you freedom to do what you want to, but it gives you the grace and the freedom to do what God's asked you to do. Does that make any sense tonight? You say, preacher, you can go out and do what you want to. Yeah, I can, but I don't want to do that no more. My want to changed. Amen? That's what a child of God did tonight. I don't have nothing in my billfold tells me that I can't go do things. I can't go do these things. But in my heart, I have a license to do what God's called me to do. I'm sealed by His word tonight. Look what he says. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them persuaded them. Just persuaded them. Said, boys, listen here. He said, I'm persuading you to continue. There's that word. To continue in the grace of God. Continue living under that grace of God. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. That grace draws people, but it also divides people. That same grace that draw people that don't want to live under grace, it'll divide them. Look what he says here in the book. He says in verse number 44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Man, when they started preaching grace, they started coming. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation to the ends of the earth. He said tonight they didn't want to live by grace, and he said, hey, do what you want to do, but I'm going to live by grace. Folks, tonight, if you try to live by the law and live under the law tonight, you're most men miserable. You have to get to a place in your life, you live under the grace of Almighty God, and you say, God's grace is enough, His sufficiency is enough. Tonight I live under His grace. Tonight I live under His mercy tonight. Do we obey the law? Why, yes, we obey the law. But we thank God for grace. Amen? We thank God for grace. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He said He came to fulfill the law. That's what He did. He is the only man that's ever lived that could fulfill the law. And that's what He done. And when He fulfilled that law, He gave you and I an opportunity to have a home in heaven. And let's look at this tonight. He says not only this, that we continue having love for others and continue studying Scripture and continue living under the grace of God, but we must continue strengthening other people. We got to strengthen other people along the way. We got to continue to strengthen other people. What I say and what you say will either build somebody up or it'll tear them down. Life and death is in the tongue tonight. In our speech tonight, what we say, what we do is in our tongue tonight. So I want to show you this tonight. If you'll turn with me, continue strengthening others is number 4. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 25 tonight. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 25. We must continue strengthening other people. We must continue strengthening other people. You know you need somebody in your corner. Isolate yourself and you'll be defeated. Isolate yourself, you'll be defeated. You need somebody in your corner to push you. You do. You need somebody to push you. A little nudge. A little nudge is better than no nudge, amen? You need somebody to push you and not back up. They'll just keep pushing just a little bit, just nudging just a little. Strengthening others. Just a little strength here. Monday night I was laying in that recliner, Brother Jerry, and I done laid to the left and I done got like this. And there's video camera. Kelly said, Daddy, get up, we're going to the gym. I said, not tonight, we ain't going to no gym. We're done. Mama's cooking a honey bun cake and we're done. I said, Daddy, we're going to the gym. Get up. Brandy coming out and said, you might as well get up. I said, okay. We got up and we went to the gym. I needed somebody to nudge me. But you know what I noticed last night? Somebody else was laying on the couch. I said, hey, get up. We're going to the gym. Not tonight. I'm tired. I said, wait just a minute. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? You need somebody that's going to nudge you just a little bit. You show me a strong Christian that's got a backbone, I'm talking about, that stands for the word of God. You show me one. And I'll show you somebody that's got somebody in their life that's nudged them along the way. That when old Satan, that old adversary, come against them, somebody was behind him told him, keep going, it's worth it all. Keep going, it's worth it all. And then just keep going, just a little here, a little there. Now you can push them too hard and push them all the way away. Oh, you can. But just a little nudge here, a little nudge there. Every one of us in this room needs strength from one another. You're going to grow. You're going to grow strength in the brotherhood and the sisterhood. You're going to grow strength, and you're going to know for long where your strength comes from. And you're going to know who you can call on and say, I need you to pray. I need you to pray as a church, and I need you to do this, and I need you to do that. You said, preacher, that becomes a burden. That's a blessing that they even ask us to pray. When they asked us to pray for Landry, that's just a blessing. Just a blessing that we even got to pray. Getting to come in here on a Tuesday night wasn't a burden, it's a blessing that we even get to come in here. Folks, tonight we need to strengthen one another. I want to show you in the Philippians tonight, in the Word of God tonight, why we need to strengthen one another. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 25, the Bible says, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue. I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance of joy of faith. He says tonight it gives us confidence and it gives others confidence when we encourage and we strengthen one another. Tonight, I don't know how long it's been since you outreached to somebody and strengthened them just a little bit, but I'd encourage you this week, if you're going to continue that course that you're on, there's going to be people along the road with you. And when you run by them and you see them slacking a little bit, don't pass them by. Help them out. Help them out along the way. Folks, tonight I want to give you the last thing, number 5 tonight, that I believe that we need to continue to have a course that God would be proud of tonight. Not only do we need to continue having love for others, continue studying Scripture, continue living under the grace of God, and continue strengthening others, but we need to continue serving the Savior. I put that last because if you do that, you'll do all those. If you'll serve Him, you'll do everything else. If you'll just serve Him, you'll do everything else. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Turn with me there in closing. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 58. I want to show you this in the text. Continue serving the Savior at all costs. First Corinthians 15:58, the Bible says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. The word always would be continue, abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want to read you something tonight in closing that comes from the desk of Franklin Graham. I've been preaching that it's not too far gone. Just cry out. Preach that message. The Lord hit me with another message there. Just shake it off. Put it in line. But tonight He wants you to continue your course because we face something as a nation that you need to be aware of tonight, and we need to stand the gates of hell and ask God to prevail. Amen? I want to read this to you tonight. We cannot remain silent. The Equality Act is a dangerous threat to you and I. I'm writing to you about a very dangerous piece of legislation, the Equality Act. The administration has said they want to pass this act. I cannot say more about this. For people, for businesses, for ministers of faith, the Equality Act is a threat of life as we know it in our nation today. It is a real game changer. The House has already passed the legislation one time previously, so it's likely to pass in the House again before moving on to the Senate. We need you to contact your Congress member and U.S. Senator and ask them to vote no. I also encourage you to let the White House know how about your strong opposition to this bill. The progressive left is zealous about this issue and put all stops to try to make it the law of the land. The Equality Act designates schools, churches, and healthcare organizations as public accommodations. With this, schools, churches, and hospitals could be forced to accept the government's beliefs and mandates about sexual orientation and gender identity.
That would be highly and incredibly far-reaching. It will threaten everyday speech where people can be fined or lose their jobs for using the wrong name or pronouns. The Equality Act will legislate that will allow boys and girls sports, boys and girls locker rooms, men and women shelters, and men and women prisons. It will force teachers and students to publicly pretend that a biological male is a female. Schools will be encouraged or mandated to instruct first and second and third graders that they can choose to be a boy or girl or neither or both, making biological sex and science a thing of the past. The Equality Act will use the force of law across all 50 states to strip Christian and other religious ministers of their right to hire people of shared faith to pursue a shared mission. You can imagine a Christian organization being forced to hire people hostile to its deeply held beliefs who have no passion for its beliefs, teaching, and missions. That doesn't work. The Equality Act will strip health professionals of their rights of conscience. It will force doctors and medical professionals who long to do no harm to engage in gender transition treatments such as hormone blocking, cross-sex hormones, or surgery. It is obvious that a Catholic or faith-based hospital should not have to perform gender transition surgeries that go entirely against all that we believe. The Equality Act will be a tool used by the government to deny or threaten accreditation to religious colleges and universities. If they do not satisfy the demands of the secular left to apply sexual orientation and gender identity to dorms, sports, places, or privacy, and even teachings, the act could be used as a weapon to threaten the availability of federal student loans and grants to students at certain disfavored religious schools. These are just a few examples. Friends, this is a pivotal time for our nation. The impact of this legislation is immense. We must not remain silent and accept what we know is wrong. People of faith need to pray. Churches need to recognize the significance of this and pray corporately, asking for God's intervention and mercy to extend the religious freedoms we have been blessed with so long. We also must get to work now in the fleeting days before the Equality Act comes up for a vote. As individuals, churches, and organizations, we need to let our representatives in the U.S. House and Senate know how important this is to us and that we're asking them to vote no on this Equality Act. Not one time as your pastor I've ever read anything like that. Not one time. Not one time have I ever gotten into politics. Not one time have I ever got into anything like that. But I want you to know as your pastor we're in serious times. I believe that. And if we're going to continue the course that we're on, we're going to have to stick by the Word of God. We're going to have to stick by that Word of God. We're going to have to love one another. We're going to have to read the Scriptures. We're going to have to band united together. And just let God lead us. Amen. And the only way that you're going to do that is by continuing serving the Savior. Continue serving the Savior. I thought I would never read something like that in the world we live in. But we're here now. And tonight, if I can give you anything, you say, Preacher, it sounds dark. It sounds gloomy. It sounds like we're in trouble. We got a God still on the throne, amen? Still got a God that's on the throne. And as your pastor tonight, I just ask you to pray for the world that we live in, for our nation tonight. You just pray. Whenever time you pray, you ask God to bless it in a mighty way. We must continue the course that we're on. And we don't have no choice who to serve. It's God and God alone. According to the book, would I rather please man or please God? I don't know about you, but I got to please God. And when I please him, it doesn't matter who else is pleased, as long as he's pleased. And we do that by living under the grace of Almighty God. I pray you have a great week. I pray nothing but blessings and that you just have a great week. Keep your head up and keep marching. Amen? God is on the throne. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I love you so much. I thank you for this night. I thank you for, Father God, this congregation that they've come out tonight to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, I'd pray tonight, Father God, for just a great move of the Holy Spirit in our life tonight and this week. Lord, I pray everything that we say and everything that we do would be honored, pleased, and glorifying to you. Lord God, tonight, if there's anything in my mind tonight, is we must continue to do what you've called us to do. We as a church, Father God, we stand on the Bible and we stand on Christian values. And God, tonight I pray in the name of Jesus Christ
that you protect this church and every church that there is. Lord God, I pray you put your loving arms around us tonight. Show us just how close you really are. Father God, you've never moved, never will move. You ain't in the moving business. Father God, you stand still. You stand in that place. And Father God, you said you'd never leave us and never forsake us. We love you and we thank you. We ask it in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand.